Hey all, Astra here, and I'm so excited to share this podcast with you. I was inspired to come on and talk about what to do when you really want to take a class or do some coaching with a teacher that you find valuable and that you're really excited, about receiving their support around what you do, but that you feel like you can't, quote unquote, can't afford it. Or that you are not trusting in your own ability to find the money to pay this teacher or this coach or to pay for this program or service or whatever it is that feels good to you. So the highest truth is that each of us actually has all of the information and wisdom that we truly need within us. But accessing this information, is not always the easiest thing to do, because we've been so programmed by things that we've learned, belief systems that we've picked up on from outside ourselves, whether from family or friends or other relatives or teachers or colleagues, coworkers, communities. That we've soaked in all of these belief systems that are telling us that we don't know enough, we're not good enough, we are lacking in resources in order to attain the success that we desire at whatever level we desire to attain it at, and the list goes on. I mean, I could go on forever with that stuff, right? So there are many reasons why we forget that we know everything and that, from the time we're babies and children, that we are taught in a way to forget the beautiful innate knowledge that we all hold. As human beings, because each human that's born onto Earth holds all of the divine cosmic wisdom that we need. And not only that, in addition to that, my tribe, who are the messengers of Earth, who are the born leaders, the people who are now becoming the new universal wisdom leaders of Earth, most of us, generally speaking, have gone through a lot of online business training and taken the classes, taken the courses, or at least been following our favorite coaches and teachers. But that when it comes down to it, we find that, we always are looking for the next shiny object, the next, tool or tweak that will really ensure that we're going to be the most successful that we will be. And a lot of times, okay, so this podcast is taking a weird turn that I wasn't expecting. So it's sort of a split message, but it's interesting. It's like, okay, so on the one hand, right, we have all the knowledge we need. We don't need any outside wisdom, yada, yada, yada. So that is all true. However, the thing is that success now in the new earth vibration is a communal thing. And we do need each other in order to connect and interact and be mirrors for each other so that we can see So that we're not only do we feel like we're not alone, but that we are helping, supporting each other in seeing our own innate amazingness and our and by being mirrors for each other, we are allowing and enabling each other to access our own deepest inner power. So that being said, if you find a teacher or a coach or a service or a program that you know that totally resonates with you, resonates you. That's a new, how can I resonate you today? But no, but that totally resonates with you on a deep soul level and at an emotional level and at a heart level and energetically. If you, and I've done this in the past a couple, I can count probably on one hand, the times that I've uncovered or discovered either a teacher or a program that I'm like, oh, I know intuitively and with my whole being that this is what I need to do. When you find that program or teacher or coach or shaman or whatever it is, whether it's me or someone else, when you find that and you go, ah, this is it, this is what I need to do, this is who I need to be working with, because they're going to reflect the beautiful parts in me that already know everything I need to know. When you find that, and then you start telling yourself the story that you can't afford them, or you can't, I really want to do this, but money, blah, blah, blah. That is just a story. Please know, hear me, and understand that that is just a story. I was a fan and a huge admirer of my favorite business coach for a long time. And I always thought, oh, she's too expensive. I'm never going to work with her. I love her so much, but but she's the only one I want to work with. And somehow or another, I'm going to figure it out. You know what? When the right program came along, and I went, hey, I'm going to do this. I made a conscious decision that yes, this is it. She is the teacher I want to work with right now, and I will figure out a way to pay the monthly payments. Period, the end, and I'm going to do it. And I signed up, and lo and behold, the ways to make the monthly payments just started to happen. Like I created a couple new business services and invited people to work with me, and they did. I just existed as myself, and people started to email me and say, "Hey, I want to hire you for this," or "Please, will you do this reading or healing for, this purpose," or whatever it was. It just all started coming together. So never ever tell yourself a story that you can't afford something when you really know deep in your whole being that it is the right thing for you. Because you can always make a conscious decision to say yes to that service or that person or that system or that, coach, teaching, training, or whatever it is for you. Always when you say yes and make a commitment. And understand that you can create this for yourself. You can do it. It will always work out for you. So trust in your ability to manifest and trust in your ability to know when something is 100% right for you at all times. You can do this. I know you can. I've been there, I've done it. You can do it. If you're listening to me, if you are attracted to my teachings, you can do this.